Rav Nosson Zal, in two places in Likutei Halachos, expounds on Pesach Sheni, and he says that this is a message for us and our children today. Anything in the Torah is not story and it's not history. It's something for all time. That there were a group of Jews who were tamei. They were impure enough that they couldn't go into the Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't associate with a korban. They couldn't associate with holiness. And because of this, they missed out on Korban Pesach, which is one of the happiest, most important events in the Jewish calendar. Korban Pesach, all the celebration. They heard it. They were not prepared to accept that. They weren't prepared to accept can't out finished. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. They went to the Tzadik Hadoyer and said, what do we do? That's Yiddishkeit? When you're tamei, you're out? Moshe Rabbeinu heard what they said. He took it to Hashem. And Hashem said, they're right. On their say-so, we're going to put a new parsha in the Torah. They are adding a parsha to the Torah, the parsha of Pesach Sheni. That if a Jew is tamei, the wording in the pasuk, he's either tamei or bederech rechoika, or far away, too far away to be included. And therefore, they couldn't join Klal Yisrael previously at the right time. There's a second chance. There's a concept of a second chance. We give them a second chance. And again, it's not exactly the same, because on Pesach Sheni today, we have bagels and lox and matzahs. You know, we can have the whole... It's not exactly like that, but it's very, very big. It's a tikkun. It's a tikkun that can be done for those people who are far. This is a message to every single one of us that the Yetzer Hara can't say out. The Yetzer Hara can't say you missed your chance. We remember the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where Hashem sent a Navi to him, Yeshaya Navi, to tell him, prepare to die. This is Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was supposed to be Mashiach from David HaMelech, the great. Why? Because he didn't fulfill the first mitzvah in the Torah. He didn't get married. That's why. So he went, Yeshaya Navi comes to him and tells him, he said, but I had a reason. I saw Beruach HaKodesh, that if I have kids, my kids are going to be idol worshippers. So I didn't want... So Yeshaya Navi said, tough luck. We don't need your prophecy. No. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, get married. Don't give me this prophecy stuff. You didn't? Hashem sent me to tell you, you're going to die now. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, anything I can do to fix this? Yeshaya Navi went, he said, out. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to the Navi, out. If that's your answer, because I have received from my father and my father's father, going back to Dovid HaMelech, that there's no such thing in Judaism. There's no such thing in Judaism as can't help everything. The Navi says, Yeshaya Navi left, Chizkiyahu turned to the wall, and the Gemara says he turned to the walls of his heart. He went inside of himself, and he started davening to Hashem and begging Hashem to forgive him. If I made the wrong decision, I'm sorry, made a mistake. But I'm still alive. You can't say, I'm alive, I can still fix it. It was mispalel. The Gemara says, before Yeshaya Navi got out of the courtyard, he was still in the courtyard, Hashem beeped him, BBM'd him, and Hashem said, turn around, go back. Tell him I changed my mind. Tell him we're going to add additional years to his life. And guess who he's going to marry? Your daughter, Yeshaya Navi's daughter. That's who he ended up marrying. He had children. They were idol worship. This teaches us this lesson that in Yiddishkeit, this is the message of Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo, the Melech Yisrael, the Moshiach Hashem. Ein shum yush boilam. That there's no such thing as can't be fixed, just about. There's no such thing. And if a person believes in Hashem and the person goes to the tzaddik, look what the Jews did. They didn't go to Hashem, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, you're in charge, help us. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go to Hashem and was able to bring back a solution, bring back this message of Pesach Sheni. Should be zeicha all of us, we and our families, and all of Klal Yisrael, to tshuva shleima, to the tikkun of Pesach Sheni, to be zeicha to have the Beis Hamikdash and be able to bring real karbonos, mitzvah Hashem. And the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Meir, there was a certain thing that he didn't like. I forget whether it was music or something. And he once came into a place and he saw something and he ran out right away. And Rabbi Danasi caught a glimpse of him as he was leaving. So he saw the back of Rabbi Meir. So he said that the reason why I'm so great is because I saw the back of Rabbi Meir. Can anybody explain that? Can anybody say pshat in that? That's what set him so far apart and above all of his friends. Rav Rosenfeld, this was one of the rare, I'm almost sure he said this, his own chiddush, that we know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was very close with Rabbi Elozo Barab Shimon. Throughout the Gemara, there are many cases where they're talking, they're friends, and you know, the interaction. Rabbi Danosi once went to his father and said, he's bigger than me. How come he's so much bigger than me? How come, you know? So his father said to him, what are you talking about? He's not bigger than me. You and him might be a close match. Your problem is me. His daddy was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Your daddy is me. He's a lion, the son of a lion. You're a lion, the son of a fox. This is what his father told him. But the Gemara mentions the relationship between them, that Rabbi Danosi and Rabbi Elozar Rabbi Shimon were very close. So Rav Rosenfeld said, we know that when we talk about the back and the front, we talk about the pnimius of Torah versus the lower level of Torah. The pshat and remes, the Gemara and those things, compared to the secrets of Torah, are referred to like the back. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was saying that what set him above his friends was that he saw the back of Rabbi Meir, meaning Torah Shebenigla he received from Rabbi Meir. Torah Shebenistar he got via Rabbi Elazar Shimon from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. That was the remez in what he was saying there, that I saw the back of Rabbi Meir, meaning that because Rabbi Meir was the one who was put in charge of the yeshiva, Torah Shebenigla, that Rabbi Danosi was zeichet to both, to get Nigla here and get Nistar over there. Interesting.